Thank you for listening to the Rivers Church podcast with Pastor Andre and the Rivers team. Be sure to subscribe for a weekly dose of encouragement and inspiration to help your daily life. We pray that this message will help in whatever season of life you might be in.
As I open this morning, it would be true to say that most of our congregation are fairly educated people. People can speak several languages in this church. Some people have honors, master's degrees, multiple degrees. Most people are fairly educated, even if they don't have that. But how many of you know educated people can be stupid sometimes? I was reading about an educated, qualified mechanic, 43-year-old Gary Allen Banning, went to visit a friend of his. They're both mechanics. And while he's standing in the kitchen, he sees a bottle on the sink. He thinks, well, this looks like whiskey. Takes a massive swig of it. But it turned out it was petrol. And his friend and him, you know, they're both mechanics. His friend used to clean parts in the sink every now and again when working on a motorbike or something. He immediately spat it out all over the floor, all over his shirt, and you know. And then moments later, he's like, man, I don't know how stupid I am. He went, stood outside the door and lit a cigarette. Well, he burst into flames, true story, and he died from the burns. Clever people can do very stupid things. Have you noticed? You know, nobody wakes up in the morning and says to themselves, today I'm going to do something really stupid. And every day, smart people get up and they do stupid things. Smart people, maybe even you today, drove here without your seatbelt. Unless you drive a new car, which would tell you until you have to put it on. Smart people cross the road without looking both ways. And smart people click reply all when it's supposed to be only reply one. Some of you know what I'm talking about. See, no one needs to be taught how to be stupid. It's part of our human condition. Don't nudge your neighbor, just look straight ahead. We're all born with a capacity for stupidity. Isn't that true? And people can be intellectually gifted, but practically stupid. Sometimes we marvel at people's intellectual knowledge, but when it comes to spiritual matters or practical matters, they can be very stupid. Have you probably asked yourself, like I have, how did I get into this mess? It's almost like a mystery, eh? You're deep in debt, you're divorced, something's happened. How did I get into this mess? It wasn't intellectual cleverness that was needed. There was something else that was missing. Isn't that true? How did this happen to me, of all people? I'm not stupid. So today I want to speak to you about why stupid things happen to clever people. Just look straight ahead, don't nudge your neighbor, don't say, you need to hear this, I'm glad you came today. Because you can do stuff even though you're highly qualified. In fact, I read an article about this woman. She said, you know, her dad was just like one in a million, always used to make the kids laugh and always cooked up ideas how to get them giggling and having fun. And one day he took some peas, you know, the peas in the pod, and he put them in his nose and played with them and made them laugh. Well, while they were laughing, he was laughing, and they went up into his nose. Here's the hard thing. He's an ear, nose, and throat specialist. One of the best in the industry. But he sniffed those peas into his nose. And she says this. She says, I can still hear my dad begging my mother not to call one of my colleagues because I'd done this stupid thing myself. Stupidity. It runs in the human family. And sadly, stupid things happen to clever people. Romans chapter 1 tells us about human nature. It says, claiming to be wise, they instead became utter fools. Talk about two extremes, eh? We claim to be wise, but we can become utter fools. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 25, for the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom. The worst of God's wisdom is better than intellectual capacity. And then it goes on saying the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. How many know we need to rely on the wisdom of God if we're going to be successful? And you'll find that smart decisions tend to bring order out of chaos. Stupid decisions bring chaos to order. Now, let me just remind you, South Africa is bringing chaos to where there was once order in many areas of our country. We've got to be people who do the opposite as the people of God. I've got a dozen things for you today, 12. Some of you say you won't finish. Watch me. I want to help you today. So number one, the first reason why stupid things happen to clever people is they fail to take responsibility for their actions. Human nature, when we make mistakes, we like to blame other people instead of saying, I did that. And we've got blind spots. We don't see that it's actually our fault, our responsibility. We can't see our part in stupid decisions. And so we point to others. Some people even blame God. The Bible says in Proverbs 19 and verse 3, some people ruin themselves by their own stupid actions, and then they blame the Lord. I've had people in church life do that. Why did God let that happen? Why did God let me marry that person? Because you're stupid. You didn't listen. You didn't go for advice. You thought the feeling was enough. And people don't take responsibility, so they go on making stupid decisions. In 1980, the late Rosie Ruiz was a runner. She crossed the finish line as the first woman in the Boston Marathon, and her time was amazing. The first woman's time, third fastest ever. But when people looked at it, they were like, something's wrong here. Because the woman who was supposed to win it had trained for 3 years. Her name was a Canadian, Jacqueline Gouraud. She was favored to win, and so everyone was stunned. Where did this chick come from? And then when they looked at her, she was hardly even sweating. Then when they spoke, they thought, you got too much body fat to run marathons. And then when they interviewed her, they thought, you don't understand some of the terms, because when they asked her about intervals, she wasn't able to answer. Well, it turns out she ran, ducked off, and then a mile before the finish, she popped out and ran in front. When she was confronted, she wouldn't give the medal back. She said, no, I want it. So they had to cast another medal for the true winner, Jacqueline Gouraud. Well, years later, Jacqueline Gouraud saw her at another short little, running thing. And she said to her, why did you do it? And she said, I didn't. I ran it. And she still had the medal. Well, as life would have it, she was fired from her job as a bookkeeper because she stole money and checks from her company. She was then arrested by the police for something else. And then finally, she was arrested in a sting operation in a hotel for selling 2 kilograms of cocaine to an undercover policeman. But when confronted, said it was her friend's fault. You will continue to do stupid things, even though you're clever, if you don't take responsibility and look at yourself somewhere along the line. Number two is closely related to it. The second reason why stupid things happen to clever people is pride. Remember, it's the first sin of the devil. And I think sometimes we subconsciously believe we know everything. The devil knew heaven, he knew truth, he knew God. He knew that God was supreme above all. He knew that rebelling against God would be bad, but he still did it because he was right in his own eyes. Isn't that how many people are today? They're right in their own eyes. You talk to people and they say, I know. Or they say this, I'm not an idiot, you know. And you're thinking, Confidence is good, but when it becomes arrogance, you're in danger. And we've got to guard against pride because none of us knows everything. Proverbs 28 and verse 26, those who trust in themselves, their own perceptions, are fools. But those who walk in wisdom are kept safe. What wisdom? Not intellectual wisdom, God's wisdom. Proverbs 14 and verse 8, why is a clever person wise? Because he knows what to do. Why is a stupid person foolish? Because he only thinks he knows. Do you know, most people think they're better than other people, and not the people in this room, but it's been said. There's a book called The Stupidity Paradox, written by two authors. One of them is a professor, and it says this, not everyone can be above average, but we can all have the illusion that we are. We collect all the information we can find to prove ourselves right and ignore any information that proves us wrong. We feel good, but we overlook crucial facts. As a result, the smartest people ignore the intelligence of others so they make themselves feel smarter. Number three, let's move on quickly and relieve your pain. Why stupid things happen to smart people is this, they are led by their hearts, not by principle. We go by our feelings, not by principle. A lady called Heather Butler, she's an assistant professor of psychology at the California State University, and in research, she says that smart people aren't actually that smart because smart is often measured by two things, IQ and test scores. And she says that doesn't actually reveal smartness. Smartness is revealed in what they call critical thinking, and critical thinking is how you make decisions in your daily life and live out your daily life. So you can have, master's honors, you can have degrees behind your name. They can't fit it on the one side of the business card. They have to go on the back. But when it comes to important things, you can't make wise decisions. And they say it's in two key areas. Firstly, in the area of relationships. If you don't live by principle, clever people can make stupid decisions when it comes to relationships. Marrying the wrong person, dating the wrong person, joining in partnership with people in business. And we can get so close to something that we lose our objectivity because we're going by feeling. The feelings are so strong and the person looks so good, it must be right. And there's a lovely verse in Proverbs. I call it lovely because I find it a bit hilarious. But it talks about how men can make decisions, even though they're clever, can make wrong decisions with women. Women can also make wrong decisions with men. But it happens to be male here in the Bible. So Proverbs 7, it says, this is like at a party. Imagine this at a party. With persuasive words, she led him astray. She seduced him with her smooth talk. Let's just stop there. She's busy talking. And he's not listening to content. All he's thinking is those lips. I want to kiss those lips. The Bible describes the idiot. It goes on to say here, all at once, he followed her like an ox. He's not a man anymore. He's not a CEO. He's not a business owner. He's not the guy with the master's. He's lost his mind. Why? Because he's living by his heart, not by his wisdom. Goes on to say here, like going to a slaughter, like a deer stepping into a noose till an arrow pierces his liver. It's shocking. Like a bird darting into a snare, little knowing it'll cost him his life. You could put in brackets the and maintenance. Now then, my sons, listen to me. Pay attention to what I say. Do not let your heart turn to her ways or strain to her paths. See, relationships have got to be made on principle, not on desire. John Steinbeck, he wrote a book, a famous author, written many books, but those of you would remember authors and books of Mice and Men, he wrote that. And he says here, sometimes a man wants to be stupid if it lets him do a thing his cleverness forbids. Read that again. Sometimes a man wants to be stupid if it lets him do a thing his cleverness forbids. That's why in social settings, you've got to be very careful that you don't let your heart run away, especially if drugs are being used or if alcohol is flowing freely there. You're not immune from it as a Christian. You got to tell yourself, I've got to think clearly here. I've got to use godly wisdom. And they say you lose your perspective when it comes to these things. We can go to a function and it's almost like we become insane. Then in the area of finances, people can go with their heart rather than principle. Proverbs 21 and verse 20. Wise people live in wealth and luxury. I like that. Wealth and luxury. But stupid people, this is how you don't have wealth and luxury, spend money as fast as they get it. See, here's the thing. Marketing is all designed to get you to spend emotionally. When you read the car adverts, in tiny print at the bottom is how many kilometers per liter, the performance and power. But the image is generally painted, and then there's usually a slogan, something to do with feelings. We've got to be careful. We've got to be people who think and don't go with you don't get caught by the disease called claustrophobia. If you don't buy it now, the cost will go up. You can't be emotional. Proverbs 12 and verse 9. It is better to be an ordinary person working for a living than to play the part of someone great but go hungry. See stupid decisions made by smart people. Number 4, you still with me? This is the reason why stupid things happen to clever people. They use natural thinking instead of spiritual thinking. See, education is good, but it can't substitute for the wisdom and the word of God. IQ is needed, but it's not the most important thing in life. Listen to me this morning. Life will not reward you for what you have memorized. Life will reward you for what you have created. There are people in every industry, including government, and if you're in government, forgive me in advance, with diplomas on the wall who can't do their jobs. Because it's about what you create, not about what you remember or what you've learned. What can you do right now? That's what people are looking for. That's what companies are looking for. But and students today are in danger because they think, I'll go to university, I'll study, I'll get a piece of paper, and then you owe me a job. No one owes you anything until you create. And we tend to think that we can use natural thinking instead of spiritual thinking. No, we need to have good thinking, spiritual thinking. And spiritual thinking comes from God's word. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 2, and I went a little bit off the topic there, but he says, and we impart in this in words, not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. Basically, what this passage is saying is someone can be clever but stupid. And some of us, you know what we think? We think when we're witnessing or talking to someone about the things of God and they can't understand, it's because they're so clever they can't understand. And you're so stupid, you're not explaining it well. And it's just not a meeting of minds because the two are on different levels. And you can end up operating on natural thinking instead of spiritual thinking. Number five, they do not walk in fellowship with the Holy Spirit. That's why stupid things happen to clever people. The Holy Spirit is our guide, and we need to walk in step with Him. And it's no good coming to church on Sunday and worshiping and being filled with the Holy Spirit, but then from Monday to Saturday, you're making fleshly decisions. We need to live with the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Paul says in Galatians 5, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. In other words, they're not led by their flesh. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. Number six, here's a very important one. This is why stupid things happen to clever people. Are you all with me this morning? They spiritualize the wrong things. I've met some people, they are so super spiritual and so impractical. Their lives are a disaster, but when you talk to them, you would think in the order of heaven, you know, there's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, Gabriel, Michael, and then them. Because God said, God told me, I told the Lord, I prayed, the Lord said, and then, you know, spoke, and I've been waiting on God. There's some things that you mustn't pray about that are plain in the Word. Just do them. I've been praying, you know, my boyfriend and I, we've moved in together, now we're praying, should we get married? You shouldn't have moved in together, you idiot. Word of God is plain. Don't pray about stuff. You can't use a practical solution for a spiritual problem. Neither can you try apply a spiritual solution to a practical problem. I'm going to tithe half my salary. I'm going to give an offering of half my salary. And I'm going to trust the Lord. Stupid. That's not spiritual. But I felt the Holy Spirit. No, that's your insane mind. That's not thinking logically. That hasn't looked at a budget for years that would do something stupid like that. Or some pastor that you watched on TV that's trying to get your money out of you. Don't over-spiritualize things. What does the Bible say about sex? What does the Bible say about tithing? What does the Bible say about church membership? If you over-spiritualize it, you'll end up making mistakes. In fact, I read about this 31-year-old woman in America. She drove through a red light, smashed into another lady who was driving through a green light, which was her right, smashed the car to ribbons, bonnet, and glass, and everything everywhere. The car was a complete smashed wreck. Hit a pole, then hit a house. The cops finally came to the accident scene, got her out the car, and dragged the car away from the woman's house, and they said to her, what happened? She said, you know, I've been having so many problems in my life lately. When I got to the red light, I said, God, here's where I test my faith, and I hand everything over to you. True story, this comes out of the news. I've watched people in the Christian life do this. That's why you can be smart and make stupid decisions. Because you're over-spiritualizing it. Number seven, here's why stupid things happen to clever people. Are you still with me? Number seven, they consult the wrong people. Why would you consult people who haven't succeeded themselves? Or people who've succeeded through corruption and fraud and lying and cheating? Where do you think you'll end up? Why do you consult people who aren't experts in that area? Why do you consult someone who's been married and divorced 5 times? Do you think I should marry? If you've been married and divorced, you understand what I'm saying? We tend to go to people who we feel an affinity with or who are our friends. You know, someone can be your friend and give you bad advice. Because sometimes you just want to hear what you want to hear. We've got to go to the right people. We've got to go to people that are proficient and expert. Here's the thing, what people say to me is, I'm going to a financial advisor. I think I've said this about 25 times in preaching. If you go to a financial advisor, before you tell him anything about yourself, ask him, show me your house. Show me your car. How much money have you got in the bank? Don't have to tell me specific, just give me a general idea. Before I let you play with my money, I want to see what you've done with your money. I was reading recently that one of the old boys of one of the top schools in Joburg, I can't remember the name of it, but top school, one of the guys that was there with all his peers, he started a pyramid scheme. And because these people were friends and they all come from this high-class school and they all grew up together, they gave him their money and they've lost millions in South Africa. I think this person's going to be prosecuted. It was in the news about a month ago. We consult the wrong people in our lives. What we've also got to consult, before we consult people, is we've got to consult God. Because Psalm 119, David says this. He says, your statutes are my delight. They are my counselors. Principle first. Then you consult the right people. Proverbs 13, Solomon says this, keep company with the wise and you will become wise. If you make friends with stupid people, you will be ruined. I love the Good News Translation, number 8. Here's another one. In trusting the wrong people and consulting the wrong people here, they underestimate the right people. Smart people can think everyone else is beneath them, so younger people they'll never take advice from or never listen to. Older people they might not even listen to because what do you know? And people less educated than you can offer you good advice even though they're not qualified. Think of this, all the great entrepreneurs in the world, not necessarily highly qualified in terms of degrees, and Richard Branson took on British Airways, entrepreneur. Artists, creators, they often don't have formal qualifications. They could teach you something. But if you think you're so clever, you can just like ignore them when you could glean valuable advice. They might not be qualified in the sense, but they might have incredible life experience that they could pass on to you. Make sure you stay open. But, you know, some people are like those dustbins. You know those dustbins in the kitchen? When you tramp on it, the lid opens. Some people are like, you just tramp on their toes and their head opens. They take anything in. Now, don't be like that, but be open to other people. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 15. It says, now there lived in a city a poor man, or a man poor, sorry. Now there lived in a city a man poor but wise. He saved the city by his wisdom. See, creativity is outside of academia sometimes. But nobody remembered the poor man. So I said, wisdom is better than strength. But the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are no longer heeded. The quiet words of the wise are more to be heeded than the shouts of a ruler of fools. Sometimes the most unlikely quiet people can teach you something. Be careful if you think you're smart. Everyone in life can teach us something. And you'd be amazed sitting at a table. Let's listen more than we talk. Number 9. Are you still good? Some of you were sitting thinking, I wouldn't get through. There we go. I knew you needed 12 because somewhere along the line, someone's life would be spoken to. Hey? Number 9, here's why stupid things happen to smart people. They neglect the social skills needed for success. You don't just need qualifications academically and knowledge. You need social skills. A lot of clever people make mistakes because they lack 3 simple things. If you're making notes today, they are not kind, polite, or friendly. They are brilliant, but can be brutish. You need to be kind, polite, and friendly. They don't teach you this at school. Why is it that at school they don't teach us the 2 things we need, leadership and relationships? Teach us maths. X plus Y is B to the power of 2. When you meet someone, hi, my name's Andre. X plus Y is B to the power of 2. Kind, polite, relational, warm, friendly. That will open doors for you more than some string of information. Now, don't be stupid, and I'm not decrying education, but we mustn't miss this, or we can go down a completely wrong path. Think secularly, think naturally, instead of understanding the wisdom of God. That's why Jesus said that the most important commandment was to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength. Isn't that true? And then the second, he says, to love your neighbor as yourself. Relationship is the most important thing. And then he says this. He said, on these two hang all the law and the prophets. That these two don't replace the law and the prophets. These two are the foundation. So relationship is the key to everything, really. Relationship with God, relationship with people. And then the door to success is open if you live a life of integrity. And so we need to realize that the richest people in the world are not the people who have necessarily the PhDs, but the ones who have good relationship skills and leadership skills. Number 10. This is why stupid things happen to clever people. They become complacent and stop learning. Must never think that you've arrived, because that opens the door not to opportunity, but to stupidity. Knowing a lot is not knowing a lot about everything. You might know a lot about a particular subject, but guess what? You know very little about other things. And you can learn from people if you are open. I encourage people to read as much as they can. I had someone come to me at the table this morning after the first service, and I've had this probably almost every third or second Sunday. Someone will come to me and say to me, either ask me, will you mentor me, or ask me if I know of someone who could mentor them. And this is what I say to them. I don't say, oh, sorry, I don't know anybody, and I'm not available. I say, you know what you need to do? If you want to be mentored, buy a book. Because when you buy a book, you take that person home with you. Why would we be stupid when there are thousands of books on the topic of what you're looking for available? Ignorance is not bliss. You need to go and buy a book, take that person home with you, and say, what if this person has lived? I want to learn. But if you think, what can they teach me? Look what I drive. Look where I live. You'll never learn. That's why we keep coming to church. Because how many of you know, we know the word. A lot of what I quote today is for some people it's a reminder, but we need to keep hearing it. Our spirit needs to keep getting fed. Bible says in Proverbs 15, intelligent people want to learn, but stupid people are satisfied with ignorance. Becoming complacent is the stupidest thing any smart person can do. So read, be open. Number 11. Still good? They skirt the rules. Stupid things happen to clever people because they skirt the rules. They think they don't have to obey certain rules. And, you know, we often applaud people for thinking outside of the box, but some people throw the whole box away. And we know to be creative, you need to think differently. But guess what happens to people? This is what I've noticed, and this will help you. Even in the Christian world, when people move up the ladder, CEOs, pastors, leaders, the bigger their church gets or the bigger their ministry gets, guess what happens? They think the rules don't apply to them anymore. They think they can carry on with success and then break the rules. Break the rules in the area of money. Break the rules in the area of sex. In the era of inappropriate relationships. And you look at you think, the devil got in. No, they thought they could skirt the rules. These are smart people. But stupid things happen to them because they stopped thinking correctly. And we can't skirt the rules. The rules, the precepts of God, as the Bible calls them, are extremely important. You see it happen with pastors, leaders, CEOs. You see it happen with famous people. They skirt the rules, then trouble comes, then they make excuses. They're shocked at the consequences. But many people think they can skirt the rules and still be successful. A behavioral scientist and author, Max McCowan, wrote a very interesting book called The Innovator's Book, good for people in business and entrepreneurs. He says this, most innovation involves breaking or bending rules. Not rule breaking that is unethical or dishonest rule breaking, but rule breaking that is necessary to getting ideas designed, built, and out the door. The trouble occurs when smart people forget which is which. See, the psalmist explains to us here about rules. He says in Psalm 119, I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts, rules. I gain understanding from your rules. In fact, skirting rules is stupid. We need to stick to them. And precepts here in the Oxford Dictionary is a general rule intended to regulate behavior or thought. So if God's given us precepts and rules to regulate behavior and thought, why would we skirt them? You'd be stupid to do that. Or you've got to think you're so smart you can. Number 12. You still good? I hope you're receiving something, because the first service laughed more than you and they got up earlier. They neglect or reject God as the foundation of their lives. That's why stupid things happen to clever people. Is they neglect or they outright reject God as the foundation of their lives. The Bible tells us here that in the book of Romans, how it works. Paul writing here, he says, they know God, but they do not give him the honor that belongs to him, nor do they thank him. Instead, Paul writing to the Greeks here, who were intellectuals, he says, instead their thoughts have become complete nonsense, and their empty minds are filled with darkness. They say they are wise, but they are fools, and they exchange the truth about God for a lie. See, a person who is educated but rejects God actually is stupid. The qualification is almost made null and void, because when God is not the salvation and the truth and the foundation of your life, you almost become animal-like and brute-like, because you go by feelings and you go by the natural mind, and then chances are you will be unsuccessful in your life. In fact, what a lot of clever people do is they put their faith in the wrong thing. There was a massive hurricane that went through California, and it tore up houses and tore things to shreds. You know, houses just disintegrate because they're built out of wood and so on. And in 2004, when this hurricane Charlie swept through Fort Myers in Florida, a 25-year-old man, Danny Williams, thought he would find shelter under a banyan tree, 55-year-old banyan tree. It was in their garden. He ran out there, and he'd always sat out there and enjoyed the peace and quiet. Whenever he was feeling a bit disturbed and he had to make decisions, go and sit under the banyan tree. Well, he ran out there that day and sought shelter under this banyan tree. He thought it was the place where he would find safety and refuge. Instead, the storm ripped up the banyan tree, and it fell on him and actually killed him. And some things which you have relied on maybe at odd occasions, like little strings around your wrist that you rub, or little things that are, it's my lucky charm. You see the soccer players do. Have you seen all the soccer players kiss their wrist? And they touch the ground and they make the sign of the cross. All that superstition is trying to get God into something when he's actually not the foundation of your everyday life. And you put your trust in the wrong thing. If stupid people would do this, we could accept it, but it's smart people who do this, is they don't make God the foundation of their lives. As I close this morning, before I pray with you, I read a funny story. A woman went out and bought a statue of what she thought was a Buddha, and she put it in her house, and she began to pray. For 4 years, she prayed to this Buddha every day. Well, a friend popped over and came to her and said to her, what's this? She said, oh, it's a statue of Buddha. She said, no, it's not. It's a statue of Shrek. It's close. I wonder if in your life as a smart person, you are doing stupid things or putting your trust in something that turns out to have no value, no power, and no salvation at all. We need to put our hope in God. And you can be very smart, but you can be stupid and make stupid decisions, but not making God the foundation of your life.
We hope you have been blessed and inspired by this message.